views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and the amazing
Artie Hoffman. That's right.
How you doing, sweetie?
Doing really good on this beautiful day. It's nice to see the spring back finally.
Oh, isn't it such a beautiful day? Yeah, I don't know about you, but I feel so energetic on days like today.
Yeah, no, it definitely it boosts up everybody. But the thing that really stinks is that a lot of people are dealing with allergies. I had a sneezing attack and off throughout the day, and I very rarely, you know, I'm usually not affected by sickness and stuff. But the change of the season, I have my Claritin. I just need that one, and it works perfectly for me. It really does.
Come to think of it, I have been suffering with allergies practically all my life. And I noticed that Richie's been suffering with allergies now, and I haven't.
Really?
Yes. All of a sudden, my allergies have gone away. Isn't that sick?
That's nice of him to take it away.
I think I transposed it on him.
Whatever it takes.
I think the angels took it away.
I think that, first of all, growing up, I was never allergic to anything. I mean, anything. And then all of a sudden, I guess when I hit my 30s, give or take, I started becoming very allergic to a lot of things.
Really?
And then till just recently, like more than half the things I'm not allergic to anymore.
Very cool.
And it is really cool. I don't know if it's just because, you know, your body changes every 7 years.
Oh, my God. I was just going to say that. You took that right out of my mouth.
Shut up. Stop doing that. Shut up.
Don't do that no more. I'll have to send you back to England.
Shut up.
He's going back to Britain, folks.
And I got news for you. I just wouldn't mind. As long as it doesn't rain so much over there, but I hear it does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
I think I would just die there.
So tell me what it was like for you with the Mind, Body, and Spirit Expo.
Folks, I want to thank all of you who came to see me, and there are so many out there that did. And I want to thank all the people that had readings with me. Everybody walked away more than pleased. Excuse me. And that makes me very happy. And my energy level was through the roof because I was able to help so many people. And I thought it was such an amazing, amazing experience for me because I not only met you wonderful people as public, I met so many wonderful mediums and psychics, and I met so many very intelligent people that had so much to offer me as in the way of the way they do readings and the way they just carry themselves as mediums and psychics. And I want to thank all of them, and I want to thank all of you for being so, so kind.
Supportive. Yeah, you know, it's really cool when you can go to a place and everybody kind of escapes from life.
Yes.
And everybody has everything in common as far as the spirituality. Oh. At least most people do, not everybody. Even some people who go to these places are still stuck and they just go through it. But on the most part, it is a pleasure.
It is.
To meet people
who are like-minded.
Who are like-minded.
Absolutely.
And spiritual and who are enthusiastic and who want to learn, who want to grow, who have stuff to share. It's a little escape from life itself.
Yes, it is.
And to be able to schmooze around mind-like people and all the people who are just so incredibly gifted, talented, artistically.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I was just mesmerized by some of the people's artwork and stuff like that.
Oh, it's just – I just want to put a plug out there for Dara. She is a soul artist. She'll give you a reading, and then she paints your soul as she has interpreted it through your mediumship reading. And let me tell you something. Last year, I was able to buy a painting from her, and it is the most accurate and the most beautiful painting. And
oh,
she, you know what she told me?
It's gorgeous.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It's drop-dead gorgeous.
Isn't
Where is it hanging? Where
it's
is it?
In the family room.
Oh, it is. Okay.
You know what she told me? She says she never, ever puts any clothing on a spirit, but she said she felt as though that I had these feathers hanging off of the top of my spirit, which is probably, you know, I understand why she says, and she never does that, but she was compelled to do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's very talented. I wish we had her, website. And if we can't find it this week, I'm going to search for it when we have break. But if we can't find it, then we will definitely let you know.
This is absolutely something that you need to see with your own eyes. And she sends you a reading. She'll do a reading for you over the phone, and then she will send you a typed out or a recorded reading for you that goes with your soul painting.
And yeah, she does a painting of your soul.
Yeah.
Not just of you, your physical selves, but she does a painting of your soul and meeting with your angels and meeting, and you'll see, gorgeous birds
and butterflies.
And butterflies.
And each one of these.
And waterfalls.
Things, yeah.
It's each breathtaking.
Each one of these things means something, she said to me.
Yeah.
Like the butterflies or the birds. She says, Sky, you're a teacher, and that's why this came to you, and that's why it came to me, and the waterfall in the back means something, and the bushes that she draws, they mean something else, and she's amazing. And the colors that she uses, she just doesn't pick colors out of the thin air. She uses a group of your soul colors, and mine is very brightly colored with a hot pinkish orange. And I forgot what she says it meant, but she says not a lot of people get that color. And you're right. I was looking at her paintings this weekend, and I saw some magnificent ones.
Oh, I told her to send me two of them. I said, I don't care what she charges me. I just said, send me two of them. So, but probably next week. I know everyone would like to have her website right now, but unfortunately, I don't think I have it on me. I could try, but
I don't have it either.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, we'll get it for you. So this way you can go there and see for yourself. It's definitely worth a try because she's fantastic.
When I tell you her artwork is like nothing you have ever seen before in your life, your mouth will
Incredible.
Be open. And I'll be shocked if you could look at her painting and not want to buy it. And she's not overly priced at all. It's extremely reasonable. And when I tell you the details of everything, you're going to be shocked on the beauty and the pricing of her artwork. I feel she's grossly undersold.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you're going to be blown away by her artwork. And she's such a lovely person.
She's a doll. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something. This is the second
year.
And
her name's Dara.
Dara.
D-A-R-A.
This is the second year that we have been one booth apart from each other. We're right next door to each other. And we didn't fix it that way. We didn't ask to have it. It's just spirit wanted us close. And I want to mention one other thing. There's not one of her pictures that are alike. And she does hundreds of them. Hundreds of them. And every one of them is different. Because you guys, your souls are all different. And it's so extraordinary. We'll get you next week the, what is her webpage?
Yeah, we'll get you her website and all. And, you know, there was a bunch of keynote speakers there, and there was healers, and there was what else? There was other readers there, and there were people who were selling crystals and all kinds of oils, and there were, like, chiropractors there. You know, if you Google the Mind-Body-Spirit Expo, it really is Anne puts on a really good show, and
yes,
it's very
does.
Good. So, and like I said, it's just really cool just to hang out in an area where you have mind-like people. And then there's some people selling some music and stuff. So it's really, really interesting.
Oh, also aromatherapies.
Yeah, aromatherapies and stuff.
It was so funny. Everybody came to me and said, oh, hi, you're Sky, right? I said, yes. I said, how did you know that? She says, oh, your granddaughter Mia was at my booth. My granddaughter, she's an angel. She was going up and down the aisles, telling everybody about me and soliciting me. She didn't even need a sandwich. So. She's a doll. God bless her. She's a real doll.
That's great. Yeah, so no, but I had a really good time. And then Charity and I, we got a chance to share time together. And she always likes to do we don't do it that often, but to share time doing spiritual stuff together, which is nice. And, like I said, we walked around because I'm usually working the boots and stuff. So I don't get a chance to see what's going on. Yeah. We never get a chance. So it was nice just to go around and walk around. And it was nice because some people came up to me. A few people came up to me and says, "Hey, Artie, aren't you reading or where's your booth?" And I said, "No, I'm not reading this year." And they said, "Oh, wanted to get a reading." And so I sent them. Exactly. That's what I did.
I know you did. And wait, there was something else. Oh, I did a lecture on Sunday that turned out really, really well. It was very enlightening and it was very healing for a lot of people. And a lot of people did connect learned how to connect with their own spirits, with their own spirit people and their own loved ones in spirit.
Yeah, they're the people who have passed away.
Yeah.
And stuff. And that was really, really
cool.
They
were very happy, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. They were. Because they all came to see you afterwards.
I was mobbed.
Yeah.
Next time I have to do that on a Saturday morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate to break us off right now, but we have to go to a commercial. So we will.
So stick around, everybody, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Yes.
So ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Sky Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Everybody, welcome back. And right now we have a wonderful person all the way from Georgia. Hey, Miss Debbie, how are you?
Hi.
How
are you, sweet thing?
You.
With you.
How you doing, honey?
I'm recovering from my back surgery.
Oh my goodness.
The first thing that I'm getting is make sure, you know, as far as your metabolism isn't as high and you're not going to be able to physically work, do as much exercise or move around. So be careful of your food intake, because as soon as I heard your voice, I heard something about packing on the pounds. So just be careful about how much you eat according to your metabolism, and because you're not able to walk around or exercise as much. So.
Yes. And I'm getting also, watch the medication they give you. Don't become too dependent on it. If you don't need it, don't take it. Okay?
Okay. I was going to ask, since I'm getting better, and I'm thinking probably within the next 2 months I'm going to go back to some type of work, what type of nursing job do you see me doing?
You know what? I see you working with babies.
Babies? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really do. You know what? As soon as you said nursing, I saw you next to one of those see-through little cribs. What do you call those little incubator? Those little incubator cribs.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that you already were a nursing, like in a nursery.
No, I did. I did do like mama baby, but I took care of the mamas. I really didn't take care of the babies. Babies kind of scare me.
No. You're a little older now. And I'm going to tell you something. I think that I definitely see you working with babies, like on a maternity floor.
Uh-huh.
Everything happy and everything beautiful. I don't think you should get back into the sadness of hospice or anything like that, or the sadness of working on a general floor where there's a lot of, there could be a lot of deaths. I just don't feel that your spirit is up to that right now.
Oh, I know I can't. I wouldn't be able to do it.
You're very empathetic. That's why.
Right. I think you should stick with the babies. They're going to bring you a lot of joy, and they're going to pick up your morale. And when you lift them, you're not lifting up 50, 60 pounds. So, you know, that'll help your back as well.
Okay.
And I just feel that you have a motherly aura about you.
And I'm seeing a woman doctor hiring you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if she's in her own practice and you're working in her office, or you're going to be working in the hospital but working side by side with her. But I'm seeing a beautiful young doctor, a woman doctor, who I see you working with. Either, she says blonde. It could be like dirty blonde or light brown hair.
Yeah.
But she has a very pretty face, and I feel like you're really – the job that you're going to get is the kind of job that when you wake up, you're going to look forward to going to work, and this is what I see happening.
You know? I'm getting a name. I'm getting a name, Grace.
Grace, okay.
Yes. Okay, if that doesn't make any sense to you as far as a loved one that's departed – or a friend, I'm feeling that this doctor's first name might be Grace.
Or it'll be somebody who's going to be very significant to you coming up in your
life.
No, it's interesting you should say the name Grace, because I said that name when I was talking to my friend Joanne, who you read for.
Yes.
And I said, you're going to be meeting somebody by the name of Grace. I said, she's going to be very significant in your life in a very positive way.
Oh.
And the two of you are going to be close together. 1 year later, she met a beautiful lady Her name is Grace.
Wow.
And like, they're the best of friends. And she, and like, they share, like you, yes, and I bounce, yes, off each other. She bounces off her, and both of them are like, you know, very tight. So yeah. So that's a beautiful name too.
It, Grace, is a beautiful name, Grace. But I feel that there is a Grace going to come into your life. And if that is not actually the doctor who's going to hire you.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, keep that in the back of your mind. And if you see a doctor hiring you and she's a female, her name is Grace, no, you're getting that job, girlfriend.
I have a feeling she's going to hire you because of your years of experience.
Okay.
And
I don't have a lot of experience with babies, so I don't know if that would be a hamper. So.
Wait, say that again?
I don't have a lot of experience with babies.
It
I think that
matter.
Might, you know, I let her know that. I really don't.
You know something? I feel that this woman is going to need this spot filled, and she's going to see that you're an empathetic person, somebody who's kind and gentle and empathetic. And I think this is going to be the perfect niche for you. I really do.
If I was an artist, I'd be able to draw exactly what she looks like, because this woman's face is strongly in my mind. But like I said, she had her hair's parted in the middle too, and her. She has like these, I don't know if it's her makeup or just natural skin tone, but her cheeks are red, like she has good skin color, and she has a beautiful hue to her cheeks, and just a very pleasant person to work with. And but you'll be able to step up to the challenge when she needs you, and in the way that she needs you. And I see you stepping up to it, but it's going to be a good win-win situation for the two of you.
Well, that sounds really good. Is it something I'm going to find through the newspaper, or how do I find this job?
Through a newspaper, no.
I don't feel like it's through a newspaper, but I feel like it is going to be online. Word of mouth. But you want to know something? I have a feeling that if you were to get your resume and have your resume done by somebody professional, you want to be able to also get the best picture you have of yourself. All right. And put it on a resume. And you want to know something? Don't be afraid to go to the doctor's offices and leave your resume there for the doctors to see. Because I feel like if you hit the pavements like that, they're going to be impressed that you are like doing something. You're stepping out of the comfort zone. You're doing something a little different.
Yeah.
But I see you getting a job this way, believe it or not.
So do I. Awesome. Okay. I think it's also through word of mouth from friends and in the industry. I think you're going to go out of your comfort zone, and you're going to go for being a baby nurse. And I feel it is a little bit out of your comfort zone right now. However, in the long run, it's going to be the best choice that you could have ever made.
Okay. I just got to go past the fear.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Just stretch yourself a little bit. But like I said, just get your resume done up to the nines. Make sure you go to a professional person. And like I said, I would strongly recommend you put a face to your resume so that there's that personal connection. You're not just another piece of paper to them.
Oh, and you know what I'm hearing? That you're going to have to take two classes. You're going to have to take two classes in order to work with the babies. And I think one of those is infant CPR.
Exactly.
I don't even know if they have this, but this is what I'm being told.
They do. It's called PALS. They do have infants. They'll want you to have PALS. Like, it's like critical care for babies if anything should happen.
Yeah, and I'm feeling you're going to have to take two classes. But you're going to do it because this is going to be very important for you. And you know what? It's going to be something that you're going to be so happy that you've done for yourself. It's going to be like a whole new thing. But you, like I said, you are going to come out of your comfort zone to do it.
You'll be hired within the next, I would say, within the next few months.
Well, her back first has to clear up a little bit. How's your back doing? I'm feeling good days and bad days, but mostly bad.
I'm having better days than the worst days. I'll do really good, and then I'll do like one misstep, or I'll turn the wrong way, and then it flares up again. So, but I'm so focused on moving past it that I kind of ignore it some, because I really truly want to get back to work.
I know you do. And you know what? I'm really very proud of you that you're having such a hard time, but you're still very positive attitude. Very positive attitude. And I love that it's not going to hold you back. You know what I mean? I feel like it's not going to hold you back. And excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. I feel it's not going to hold you back. And you're not going to allow this back problem to get in the way of your future. Very proud of you. You have a really nice aura, too. I feel as though you have a beautiful feeling about you.
The bottom line is you have nothing to worry about. Just do your healing process. Put yourself out there and things are going to happen for you.
Like he said.
It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Don't think too much. Just take care of yourself in the now.
Yes.
And put your resume out there. And I'm telling you, put a picture to your resume and you'll impress some people.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
And it was a pleasure sharing time with you,
yes,
Deb.
Yes, baby.
So you gave me a reading. I want to say it was back in April or May. And you told me to watch out to make sure that nobody stole my purse over the summer. Mm-hmm. And I want you to know nobody stole my purse over the summer because I had my purse clutched to me.
Good girl.
That's good. That's a good thing.
You see, sometimes there are people like you who actually listen.
Yep.
I'm so glad.
So that never happened. I'm very bad about that. I'll put it in a buggy and just forget about it and turn and look at something. But since you told me that, that never happened. So I'm like, yay.
Very good.
Well, we're very happy for you.
Thanks for listening to us.
Yeah, give us a call when you get your job.
Yes.
I will.
Very good.
Nice talking with you, Deb.
Oh, it's wonderful talking with both of you.
Thank you. All right. Well, that was fun.
That was a lot of fun. I think she's a very nice person.
Yeah, she has a sweet disposition. Oh, check this out.
What?
Yeah, we're going to be going to a break. We only have a minute. So, all right. Well, all right. Well, we're going to wrap this segment up just for the now. So, all right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Standing on the corner at midnight, trying to get my courage up.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman. Thank you guys for calling. And today's topic is going to be very interesting because we're going to teach you how to block out negative energies and what they are and how to know if you're feeling them and what they cause you. Because believe it or not, they cause you a lot of grief that you wouldn't even believe.
A lot of aches and pains happen in your body because by your choice, hanging on to resentment, hanging on to anger will cause you to physically get sick. And that's why it's very important to learn how to release. And it's by forgiving. You're not forgiving the other person just to forgive the other person, but you're forgiving it more for yourself. So this, you're not giving the person the power to emotionally control you. But if you hang on to anger and resentment, and it could be stemming off from your childhood, not necessarily just now,
right?
Although it could be now too. But when you allow yourself to say, you know what, I'm not, that person's not worth my time of day. I wish them the best. I got to let it go. You could forgive the person. You don't have to forgive the actions, but you need to move on. Otherwise you are physically going to get sick. And you know what? Medication could only go so far. And a lot of times doctors say, you're crazy. There's nothing wrong with you.
Yes.
Or, you know, but a lot of this has to do with spiritual reasons.
Yes. Being a medium, I have run across many, many people who've had migraines and the doctors can't figure out why these people have migraines or depression. And they've been on antidepressants and nothing is working. And I've realized by giving them readings that it has been actually family members, not meaning harm, but staying in the physical realm to be with you, but a little too much. Because we are allowed to come back and forth to visit and to say hello and, you know, if you can recognize that, or just to see how things are going. But sometimes if you have an aunt or an uncle or a father or mother who had a smoking addiction and you smoke, you know, we do leave this world with free will. We have our free will in heaven still, and we're basically the same people. So if they crossed over and they still have an addiction to cigarettes mentally, well, they're still going to have an addiction when they're on the other side. So what happens is they'll come down and they will try and somehow
make themselves known through their cigarette smoke.
And to also capture the cigarette smoke, or try to capture the cigarette smoke that you're actually smoking. And sometimes these spirits, not willingly and even not knowingly, can cause us physical pain and physical emotional pain, such as depression.
Now, what will happen, what will help you, I didn't mean to say what will happen. What will help you, if you burn a black candle, if you burn a white candle, carve your initials in the candle and just, you know, write the word protection, or you could write the cross, or you could draw the Jewish star, which represents protection, and just say, you know, thank you. Thank you to the Holy Spirit for protecting, watching over me or my family. Whatever you want to write down that represents, you know, protection in your candle. And when you're asking the spirit to help you, you know, to watch over you, this is one of the ways to protect you. Carrying a black onyx and carrying a pink stone will help.
Rose quartz.
Rose quartz. That will also protect you, because the rose quartz represents love, and the black onyx will, you know, keep you grounded, and it just has a, you know, a powerful
repelling
way about it, that it will block out the negative energy. But you have to also make healthy choices on who you choose to allow in your life, whether it be at work or whether it be at home,
yes,
whether it be at friends or lovers. You have to be more discriminatory on who and what you choose to allow to be in your life. Because so long as you're allowing it, you can complain until the cows come home and it doesn't make a bit of difference. Because if you hang out with a den of snakes, I promise you, no matter how nice you are, you're still going to get bit.
Absolutely.
You know, so you, if you want to be around a situation where you're hanging, where you want to hang around with cuddly puppy dogs, then you're going to have to hang with people who have a beautiful, wonderful disposition. And you need to start thinking like this, because if you think that you could hold on to your bitterness and just keep really nice people around you, it's not going to happen, because eventually those people will get tired of listening to all your crap or listening to all your negative energy on a nonstop basis. So you're going to have to make healthier choices. Now, everyone deals with their stuff. Don't get me wrong. Everyone has stuff that they're dealing with. But, you know, it's very important that you at least are doing something about it. So that, you know, all right, and so you complain about it or you vent about it, and that's okay. But when you're complaining and venting and choosing not to do anything about it, you have a major problem on your hands, and you're going to continue to get sick or get upset or not get any sleep, and that's not healthy. It's by your personal choices that's going to make, you know, for a better quality life.
This is true. Now, when I said before that our loved ones sometimes come and hang out with us, and we could feel a depression or a headache, I am not by any means referring to any type of a possession. This is not possession. In fact, they're coming to you with the greatest of love and the greatest ambition to try and help you. It's just that they do get attracted to the things that we do here on Earth once again, and they will gravitate to those nasty little habits that we do, like a coffee drinker. They'll gravitate to coffee drinkers. And you know what? It could be your mother who's coming down with the greatest of love. And it just happens that way, because don't forget, we are in two different energy zones. And in order for you, if you're a medium, you can cross that energy zone and you can get to where spirit is. But if you're somebody that's not quite open, that differential in that energy zone will cause you physical pain and suffering. And there is another way of, as Artie said, there's the way of the candles. And that's a great idea. And calling your ascended masters, whoever they are for you, Moses, Jesus. I like to do it in a different way. I like to call in Saint Michael, the Archangel. He is there for strictly protection and help and love and guidance. But I like to ask him to come down with his beautiful purple net of light and to ask that soul, escort that soul very gently, very lovingly back to heaven, because it is now becoming an obsession with that person who's visiting, not a, what do they call it? What the heck did they just say it was? Not a like a possession, not a possession, but an obsession. So, you know, if you're having little ailments that you can't figure out, try that.
You want to know something? It's interesting. I was speaking with a girl on an airplane who was – I forgot where we were going. I think we might have – forgot where we were going. But anyway, I think we were coming back home from Florida or something, Charity and I were, and there was a girl who I was sitting with on our way going home, and she was going to the Mind, Body, and Spirit. This is the going back a couple years ago,
yeah.
And it was very interesting. She is a healer, and what she does is I wish I had her. Hopefully I could find her name again,
yeah.
And her. I lost her name and all, but what she, her specialty is healing angry demonic spirits.
Really?
She says the reason why they're like that is because they are extremely angry because nobody has listened to them why they're so upset. So what she does is she allows herself to have a conversation with these angry spirits or demonic spirits. And when she converses with them and she gives them understanding and gives them peace of mind, she says, I have literally turned the darkness into light.
Beautiful.
And I help them move on to light so that the negativity could go away. But a lot of times, she says these angry or mean spirits, she says they feel offended of what happens in their life. And so rather than attacking them like you're in a crusade, she comes to them gently with an emotional understanding and let her know, I'm not here to try to send you to hell, or I'm not here trying to, not that there is a hell, but you know, I'm not trying to hurt you in that way. And so she embraces them. She embraces it. And, you know, that's how you soothe the savage beast, as they say.
You know why I'm so against capital punishment? Not only because you're taking a life for a life, but the reason I'm so against
I'm for capital punishment.
Wait a minute. I want to tell you why. Every time you have someone that's being electrocuted or put down to sleep with a lethal injection, you are turning into the spirit world somebody that is so angry that they tend to stay in the physical planes. They tend to stay here on Earth, okay? And they don't ascend to the light. And so that's how we have so many spirits walking the Earth that are troublesome. Mm-hmm. Now, I've run
Hold
into
on,
wait, a couple.
We have to go to a break.
Okay.
We're gonna continue this conversation in a minute. All right, everybody, stick around for this cool, devilish conversation. And we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. A registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky. Sky, what's your phone number if somebody wants a personal reading with you?
Yes, my number is 908-500-1474.
And if somebody wants to get a personal reading with me for a private reading, or, you know, we both read over the phone as well, or if you want to have a party with us, call me at 877-ANGEL-02 or check out my website, ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman. And I have YouTubes and Facebook me and a whole nine yards. But we were talking about the death penalty, and this is where Sky and I are at different ends of the spectrum on this one.
Yes.
We know we have callers who want to get read by us, but we're going to finish
this. We'll do that.
And so hang on, everybody. So you were saying, as far as your scenario.
Yeah, my scenario is this. If there's somebody on death, if they've done a heinous crime, and they absolutely deserve to die. That, I feel, is giving them a way out. Because let's face it, guys, if they're a spirit that has, let's say, repented and they've still done this heinous act and they're still going to have the death penalty, they are going to heaven anyway. And they are going to be taken by the angels and they are going to find the error of their way and they're going to be taught. They're going to be shown what the repercussions were that they caused, and they're going to be healed.
Right. So that's why it's a good thing to get them over on the other side.
No, but ASAP. most of them do not repent. And most of them are angry people getting the death penalty and are afraid to go up to heaven. And they are just angry spirits that are walking the earth to cause us problems.
But then there are people like us who could help them heal
so
that they can move on. Because if somebody was to walk in your house right now with your kids here, your grandkids, and they said, and you know that they're coming in there to kill.
Yeah.
And you have a shotgun here.
Of course. I protect my kids. I shoot them.
Exactly. You're shooting them. So you're basically giving them the death penalty on your own without having to go through all this legal process. The thing that makes me laugh, which Sky and I were discussing off the air, the oxymoron is that these people who are in death row,
this is crazy.
They have them on suicide watch. It's like, are you serious? They have guards watching them so they don't kill themselves, and yet they're on death row. I say, save the taxpayers' money. Here's the rope. Here's the sheets. You know, here's your knife, your gun, whatever you want to do. But let the person just do it and save ourselves a lot of headaches and all. Now, I don't believe just, you know, there are just cause and reasons why certain things happen. You know, if God forbid a billion times somebody got drunk and was driving and killed somebody, it wasn't their extreme intent to go out and kill somebody. Because were they reckless? Yes. You know, did they kill somebody? Yes. Should they pay a price? Yes, because now they are. They killed somebody, you know, and so therefore they, deserve to go to jail and stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of different reasons. And the same thing with abortion. Mm. You know, these spirits, and Sky and I were discussing again off the air, that when kids are, you know, or children or babies that are in the spiritual world and haven't physically been born yet, you're not hurting them. I mean, you're physically, what you're doing is you're just stopping the vessel of the spirit that's able to go through, but you're not actually hurting that person because, like Sky said, that child's just going to go into your next child or is going to go into another body to learn its lesson of life. So, you know, it's just up to the mother herself to decide. I'm 100% pro-choice.
So am I.
You are?
Yes.
All right.
I am.
So that's something we agree on.
Yes. But now, getting back to capital punishment.
Kill them.
How many people have you heard that have been wrongly convicted of a crime, have been put to capital death, and they find out 10 years later that these people did not commit the crime?
You want to know something? That's like us with the airports, all right? Because you literally had just a couple of people, literally a few people in the world who have caused airplane crashes or killed the pilots or whatever. You know, so now they have to clear everybody.
And I get that.
And 99.9% of the people are good people, but you have that 0.1%. And so therefore you got to protect. So yes, the system isn't always going to be perfect. And unfortunately they're going through their time, but there's a reason why these people are in that position, and it sucks. It does. But in a karmic reason, in the big picture, there is a reason why things happen the way they do.
Of course. In the karmic reasoning,
ego doesn't fully get it or understand it, or it's not right.
I understand that. But another thing is, who are we to judge, even though somebody has done a heinous crime? Who are we? We're not God. How could you take a life for a life?
It depends what the intent is. If their intent is
it's obviously not good.
Right. If their intent is to kill, or they're mass murderers, or they're, you know, Dahmered or whatever name is, you know, I believe what you're doing is you're stopping that soul from creating bad karma. So by stopping this person in his or her tracks in the moment, and letting them be released, let the spiritual world or God be able to help them through that way. But to give them the opportunity to kill and kill and do more and more harm to other people, let's give them another chance. No,
I don't believe that. I don't believe that we should give them another chance. I think more of a punishment. I know for myself, if I put myself in that position, I would think it would be so much worse for me to know that for the rest of my life, I wouldn't see the light of day than to just get a lethal injection and die. I think that would be more humane to just put them to sleep or to just electrocute them. I think that's more humane. I think it's much more worse than to keep them in jail for the rest of their lives and let them ponder over what they've done.
Yeah, but that's just it. They haven't pondered. They have these people have no remorse. Charlie Manson has no remorse.
I know he has no remorse, but can't see the light of day.
No, yes, he does. But it's not like he's in solitary confinement forever.
Well,
He should be, but he's not. Again, that's the choice. So, but, you know, it's
always
just frustrating.
We're always going to just have
Everyone's going to have their own point of view.
Right, and that's good. That's good. That's what makes the world go round.
You know, and it's just like these jackasses from I don't know the country that they're from, the Middle East. Yeah, the Middle East, who did that to Boston, the people of Boston and stuff like that. You know, it's like I'm sorry, there's no mercy. They were fully with the intent of killing. These people of the Middle East have the full intent of killing. And I'm sorry, you know, not that we want war. We don't. We want peace.
Right.
But when somebody is not giving you the opportunity at all to compromise peace, and all they do is want to hurt you or kill you, I'm sorry. Eliminate them. Blow them out of the war. That's exactly how I feel.
Okay, but have you realized that these people feel that when you do kill them, that they are actually – it's a karmic blessing that they will go into heaven and get seven Vestal virgins.
See, right. You want to know something? The weird thing that these then if that's true, and I understand they're teaching them that, but I think it's a lot of bogus bullcrap.
Oh, so do I.
Because these leaders are running, like Bin Laden is running. So if you're telling your people and everybody else that it's good to die for your country or whatever, and here they are running.
Yes.
So the leaders are brainwashing everybody. Yeah. Say, if you kill, you do this, you get this and you get that. And it's like, you want to know what? Then just why don't you kill yourselves? Why don't you just kill your own people so that all of you could be together and you could be in your Allah heaven?
I agree 100% with that, 1,000% with that. I just don't feel that unless you're the Holy Spirit and unless you have signed up. Well, there's another reason, too, that would substantiate what you're saying. Because when you come back, you do know what you're going to come back to. You do know what your reasoning is for being here. So, you knew before you were born that you were going to be a murderer. You knew before you were born you were going to kill people. You know what I'm saying? You knew, and you were okay with that. And that's growth for your soul. And I believe that they should live it out and have the stresses and have the horrible, terrible life of being in prison for the rest of their lives. That, to me, is way more punishing than just getting killed and going to sleep and going to heaven.
I say just kill them.
Okay.
if you're going to steal from somebody, chop off their arms, chop off their hand or something so they don't do it and let everybody else see it. So it will stop a lot of people. And with the carjackers and what these jackasses do, these news reporters, they show you how everybody makes a bomb and does the carjacking.
That is so stupid.
And they advertise how to do it, and they're really stupid.
That to me kills me.
All right. Hey, I get it. It kills me. All right. Hey, listen, we have to finish off, wrap off, but we are going to read everybody who's hanging on right now.
So stay on.
Stay
girls.
On because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.